Getting ready for the 2022 National Convention of the FFA organization. Of course, Indianapolis, Indiana is the final destination for that. And one of our Oklahoma FFA members that's really excited to be headed to Indy for 2022 will be our national contestant in extemporaneous speaking, one of the toughest categories there is when it comes to that national level of speech contest. Kayla Poling joined us today from the Silo FFA chapter, and we were joking a while ago where Silo is. Why don't you tell everybody where Silo is and a little bit about the school.
So I'm actually blessed to come from the southeast corner of Oklahoma. We're about 5 minutes south of Durant. Not necessarily a town, more of a community outside of Durant. And we're just a small school. We don't even have football, but we're a big baseball town. And I'm extremely lucky to come from that community.
And, of course, a good FFA chapter as well.
Yes, the best, I believe. I have the best ag teachers who helped me prep for extemporaneous, prepared, all the various different kind of CDEs and LDEs. And National Convention has been our main focus for the school year, so I'm excited for that.
So did you go get into FFA and ag education, what, freshman year or before that?
Eighth grade year, actually. Okay. I don't have extensive roots in agriculture, but I had an open class seventh hour when I was in eighth grade, and I was the new girl at school. Didn't really have a place where I fit in, but luckily I got into Miss Brown's seventh hour intro to ag, and the rest is history.
So that history includes quite a few leadership development competitions and activities. Tell me about, you know, what have you done as you've progressed up to now finishing your junior year?
So eighth grade year, Miss Brown said, "You look really, really nice. Do you want to give a speech?" And I was like, "Absolutely." That's where my public speaking career started, was in eighth grade at the AFR speech contest. Had a pretty good start there, and then that spring I dabbled in nursery and landscape, the career development event, and that was really fun. Freshman year came around and did the Green Hand Quiz contest, opening ceremonies, and then got my first set of show lambs, and then COVID unfortunately came that spring, and then we picked up back sophomore year with more speeches and the rest, but my ag teachers have helped me this whole time with all different types of CDs and anything I've been wanting to try or dabble at, like extemporaneous last year. I had never done it before, and it was a completely new contest for me, but my teachers signed me up at every contest, so super blessed.
So tell me about this progression of how learning how to do an extemporaneous speech at an FFA contest.
Well, I wasn't always a speaker. I was the girl that would hide behind my textbooks and podiums in classrooms, never raising my hand to answer questions. That just wasn't me, wasn't that kind of girl. But the FFA has really changed that for me. The number one fear in America, known to make a grown man cry, fear of public speaking was right up my alley. I was terrified. But extemporaneous has helped me roundabout. Learning about various different topics in agriculture, and not only that, thinking on my feet and being able to hold conversations with people and making more connections, and that's helped me like already, and it will help me in the future too. So,
as you very well know, as you've competed now at the highest level you can in the state of Oklahoma in this contest, it's not just the speech that you're able to construct. It is the ability to defend that speech to judges in a Q&A session.
Yes. So the contest is drawing three topics, and you get to pick one of the three. And more often than not, it's something that you know a little bit about, but not a lot about. fortunately, we get 10 minutes of computer time. And during that 10 minutes, I try to do as much research as possible and then use the 20 minutes to construct a well-thought-after speech with a purpose driven behind it through the topic. And with the questions, sometimes they can get a little mind-boggling, but if you do your research beforehand and have a well-constructed speech and no facts to back it, I found that's the most helpful tip.
So I know that over the years we've seen kind of an evolution of what's available or what you can actually use for resources in the room as you actually prepare your speech.
Yes.
It used to be you had to just carry a big scrapbook in or a big book, you know, of a lot of different topics and articles and all those kind of things. A little bit different today.
Yes. So the rules are you can still have that binder if you want with nothing pre-written, but articles printed. If you want, you can direct print articles for that, but nothing like handwritten or pre-typed. But nowadays you have 10 minutes of computer time that is at your fingertips, and I find that to be the most valuable thing for me, because information is roundabout nowadays, you can find anything at the snap of your fingers, and that has really helped me with extemporaneous.
I guess Google becomes your best friend those 10 minutes.
Google is my best friend.
So tell me a little bit about as you went to those various contests, as your ag education instructors got you in one contest after another. You know, tell me about how you got to a point of where you were at an upper echelon of the level of competition there by state contest.
So this is actually a pretty funny story. Going into my junior year, I had decided I wanted to do extemporaneous because an older student than I had done it before, and he did fairly well at the state contest, and I had decided that I wanted to try it. I had already done prepared since eighth grade, and I didn't necessarily feel confident, but it's definitely something I wanted to dabble in. And so when we got to contest, my ag teachers would sign me up for my prepared rooms and then extemporaneous. And I carried this Colt conference pen with me everywhere and scratched at every contest in extemporaneous. I was too nervous. And about two jackpots before our qualifying region contest, I decided to give a go at it because I had already finished my prepared speeches. And the rest is history. I fell in love with it, did fairly well. And really just already having that prepared background with giving speeches and knowing about various different agriculture topics really aided me with that. So don't scratch. Just go in there and actually give your speech. But that was my story about how that happened.
Okay. So tell me about some of the topics you've actually drawn and actually spoke on thus far, you know, up to winning the state contest.
So at my region contest, I drew how can social media and the smartphone help agriculture. So that's definitely a point where you can talk about advocacy and how social media is a great tool nowadays to advocate for agriculture and shed a positive light on it, especially with various social media apps like TikTok. You can make funny videos based around agriculture, keep it lighthearted. At our area contest, I drew precision agriculture. I have talked about what's going to be the next cash crop. I've talked about green energy, advocacy in agriculture. I've talked about how can broadband or internet help aid in agriculture in the future to come, and all different types of topics roundabout from anything in the agriculture industry, varying from technology to advocacy to natural resources. I've talked about how can farmers continue to feed our growing population with less land and less water and less resources. And it's always something new and something super fun.
So what's been your favorite topic that you get most passionate about?
I like natural resources topics. Whenever I am able to talk about how can farmers feed our growing population with less resources, it's something I can get extremely passionate about because it is going to be a long-term issue, and having our agriculturists combat that and different ways of combating that through technology and innovation is something I love talking about. Finding out new resources for our freshwater problems is something I love. So anything natural resources is something that I feel extremely confident in.
Oklahoma's contestant in the National Extemporaneous FFA Speech Contest, Kayla Poling. She is from the Silo FFA chapter. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.